Senior Story, A Brave Victory, Chapter 2, The Dreaded Question. Ari quietly walked to her room. She was doubly depressed now. Not only was she a failure when it came to doing flyaways, but now her mom, who had spent the last 3 months taking every free moment poring over her textbooks and practice exams, had just failed for the second time. "What will Mom tell her friends when they ask?" she wondered. "What will my friends think when they find out my mom failed her test for a second time?" She hoped no one would ask. "Hi, Ari!" shouted Zoe from the gym balcony. "Good job last Saturday at the meet. You left before I could talk to you." "Beautiful beam routine," added Mrs. Ellsworth, Zoe's mom. "Is your mom here?" "Yes. She's getting my snacks. Here she comes." "Hi, Jean," smiled Mrs. Ellsworth. "Did you get your results back from your test yet? I keep forgetting to ask." The Ellsworths were neighbors of the Freemans. They had known each other for years. Their daughters were both on the Cape Cod gymnastics team, and they each had sons the same age. They went to the same school and church and were the best of friends.
"I did," replied Jean.
"And did you pass?" Mrs. Ellsworth asked excitedly. Ari suddenly felt very uneasy. Ari stood frozen beside her mom when Mrs. Ellsworth asked the dreaded question. She hadn't passed. She had failed for the second time.
How embarrassing, she thought, especially since Mrs. Ellsworth is a high school math teacher.
She turned to leave so she wouldn't have to hear her mom admit she was a failure, but she wasn't quick enough.
"I passed 2 out of 3, stated her mom without hesitation. "It's the math section. I was a terrible math student. I got mostly D's, even in college, which is why I had to add that subject to my list. I want that math certification, and I will keep trying until I get it."
"You are a go-getter, Jean. You just don't give up," replied Zoe's mom. The two ladies continued to chat as they walked over to the bleachers to watch some of the girls practice. Ari was totally baffled. Her mom had just failed for the second time, and yet she acted as though she had just won some sort of prize. Plus, if she failed math when she was in school, why didn't she pick a different subject that she could pass? It made absolutely no sense.